Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Hiring of any new IRS agents, you know, they hired...
It's not certain if Congress would approve the tax change. It would increase debt, and some would argue it's unfair to workers who don't make tips. Sources tell ABC News that President Trump has fired 17 inspectors general, independent watchdogs at federal agencies. Republicans and Democrats concerned the president is supposed to give Congress a 30-day heads-up and the reason for the firings. Half an inch to an inch of rain possible for Southern Californians through Monday, raising a mudslides risk. And another concern, toxic ash runoff. A lot of snow expected in the mountains. This is ABC News. Recruits who want to see these will have to check them out on their own. The Air Force has removed training courses with videos of its storied Tuskegee Airmen and the Women Air Force Service Pilots, or WASPs, the female World War II pilots who were vital in ferrying warplanes for the military. This is to comply with the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives. They were part of DEI and basic training. Resisting major temptation.
An 11-year-old fan is taking his rare one-of-a-kind autographed Paul Skeens baseball card to auction after turning down a stunning offer from the Pittsburgh Pirates.
100 miles an hour! 11 strikeouts for Skeens!
The team offered 30 years of season tickets, a meet-and-greet with Skeens, and signed gear in exchange for the rare card of the star pitcher. The Los Angeles preteen not taking the deal.
ABC's Dave Packer says the Skeens Major League debut card will be auctioned in March to benefit Los Angeles Fire Relief. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The forecast today, as we are going to be heading into the hours this morning, is calling for it to start off a little bit cool, but warming up quickly. Look for highs to be near 30, west winds 5 to 12, gusts up to 20. Otherwise, mostly sunny. Could see wind chills in the single digits at times. Tonight, mostly clear with lows of 15, west winds 10 to 20. Monday, partly cloudy. More sun can be seen at times with highs of 42. And Tuesday, partly cloudy. Highs near 40. With winds out of the east at 3, it is 7 degrees.
The Gospel Grid.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Balkeman. Coming up today, we'll enjoy the best in Southern gospel. We count down the top 20 songs that will appear in the February edition of the Singing News magazine.
Maybe I do have something more than just a tune and an idea.
Plus, we'll enjoy a few countdown bonus cuts.
And so what we did was we went back and recorded songs that I grew up loving.
It's all great gospel coming up today on The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome to The Gospel Greats.
Let's get rolling at number 20 with the latest from the sound. Levi and Jacob Mills talk about jeans and Jesus.
It was a special song because that was really one of those moments where we felt like, man, this is what we need to be writing about. This just this application-focused song approach. And so the rest of the record really reflected that. And it was that was a special song to kick off the record.
Yeah, that was the first song we wrote for that. Kind of set the pace for writing for the rest of it. It was really good.
That's Levi and Jacob Mills. And here is the sound at number 20, Jeans and Jesus.
I'm not rocking Ralph or Calvin. I don't drive a fine Italian car, but I still get around. I'm not from a major city, and there's not a lot out where we are, but that don't get me down. 'Cause I'm the light, and I have faith, and I feel blessed, 'cause every day I'm slipping in a pair of worn-out jeans and lacing up strings on bloody red wings to work in.
God is real. That's the sound with Jeans and Jesus at number 20. At number 19, falling out of the number one spot last month, it's Karen Peck and New River. Many of the songs that the group sings are written or co-written by Karen. So how did she get started on the songwriting path?
When we joined the Daywind label, Rick Shelton said, why don't you drive to Nashville and sit in a writer's room with some great writers? I didn't do it for a long time just because I'm a tune person and an idea person. And I thought, well, I don't want to waste anybody's time. But when I got into the studio, I actually realized that, hey, maybe I do have something more than just a tune and an idea, but I do know when the song comes together, that's what I want to say. It has been such an incredible, incredible experience for me.
That's Karen Peck Gooch, and she's a co-writer with Joel Lindsay and Wayne Hahn. Here's Karen Peck and New River with Be Ready at number 19. From Karen Peck and New River, Be Ready, falling out of the number one spot last month. At number 18, we hear from Tim Livingston, who is a pastor at Greenview Calvary Tabernacle in Dayton, Ohio. Tim is also an on-air personality at WGNZ Radio in Dayton. His new single climbs up 12 spots to number 18. Here's Tim Livingston with More Than You Know.
We've all had a trial we thought would never end. I faced a lonely valley, forsaken by a friend. My story may be different, my roads are
are not the same, but God keeps working miracles time and time again. More than you know, more than I can tell. Even though I've tried and tried, the words just seem to fail. How can I describe what I cannot comprehend? His overwhelming, so amazing grace that never ends. He loves us so. So much I didn't even see. I don't know the half of all he's done for me. There's no way I can explain or make you understand, but God has been so faithful to this undeserving.
That's Tim Livingston at number 18. These are the top 20 songs that will appear in next month's edition of the Singing News Magazine. We're giving you an early peek, and we'll be back with number 17 in just a moment.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
Meyer Oil and LP, the unsung heroes behind the scenes at WRCO Studios, keeping the music flowing and the community connected.
The Gospel Grace!
Well, Welcome back. We're up to number 17 with a new song from the Steels. Brad Steele tells us about On the King's Shoulders.
The message, I think, is that in life, I can barely handle my own stuff. You know, I can barely cope with what I'm going through, but God is big enough to know about all of our struggles, and he can bear it all, and it's nothing to him, and he can carry the weight, and he can take it all. He already did, you know, on Calvary. If he took that weight, he can handle whatever I'm going through and you're going through. So that's the message to me. Whatever it is, he can take it.
That's Brad Steele. And here are the Steels with On the King's Shoulders at number 17.
Each burden has a resting place. Every heartache has a home. Where worries all get much lighter. 'Cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders. Every sin and addiction, or if you have an affliction, if it's depression you face, he can bear the weight. Each burden has a resting place. Every heartache has a home. Where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders. If a storm has surprised you, there's someone walking beside you. He has power in his hand, and he will help you stand. Has a resting place. Every heartache has a home. Where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders. Place. Every heartache has a home. Where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulder. A home where worries all get much lighter, 'cause he will carry the load. Jesus sees a grain of sand when we just see a boulder. You can place everything on the King's shoulders.
Number 17, the Steels with On the King's Shoulders. At number 16, the Mylan Hayes Family falls back from number 4 with a song from their album Steady and Sure. Here they are with Come and See.
Hi, this is Wendy Hayes of the Mylan Hayes Family, and you're listening to the Gospel Greats program with Rodney Balcom.
Day was breaking, hearts were aching, women came to Jesus' tomb. But a blessed angel message said, fear not, I have good news. Come and see the place where the Savior lay. in that garden. We believe he is alive. By his Spirit we declare it, for we have been raised with Christ. Come and see the place where the Savior lay. He is risen and all is well. Rejoice and proclaim there's an empty grave. Come and see and believe, go and tell. Come and see and believe, go and tell.
Number 16 song from the Mylon Hayes family. Making its debut on the charts this month, it's the latest from the Triumphant Quartet. Sean Barber talks about Big Old Stone.
You know, if you believe that that grave is no longer full, that it's empty, and that stone's been rolled away, man, just lift your hands in victory. You've got hope. There's better days coming. And this is your victory. And that's the song in a nutshell.
That's Sean Barber. And here's the Triumphant Quartet with Big Old Stone at number 15.
You are more than the sum of your mistakes. Don't be haunted by the ghost of yesterday. For he has lifted every burden, every shame. Why you carrying it all around, child? Stop carrying it all around. You keep trying to be good, but grace has finished what you've misunderstood. He has purchased all your efforts never could. Why you trying to break free? 'Cause you're already free.
If you believe there's an empty grave and that big old stone been rolled away, lift your hands in victory. And if the sun has set you free, child, you are free, free indeed. Lift your hands in victory. This is your victory.
Places where you hide. He is patient, our Father, he is kind. Oh, child, he loves you and his arms are open wide. What are you waiting for? Tell me, what are you waiting for?
If you believe there's an empty grave and that big old stone been rolled. Set you free, child, you are free, free indeed. Lift your hands in victory. This is your victory. Hey, yeah, this is your victory. Hey, yeah.
You can't outdo what he has done.
No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome.
You can't outdo what he has done. No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome. No, you can't outdo what he has done. No matter how far you've run, the wicked curse is overcome.
The Trumpet Quartet with Big Old Stone. Number 14 is coming up in just a moment, plus we'll enjoy a countdown bonus cut. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you're looking for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, join your friends at Park Street Christian Church, where truth has come from the Bible for 135 years. Park Street Christian Church is a New Testament church, believing that the Bible is the inspired Word of God. It's not a bunch of stories, but is history written down. Join them Sunday mornings at 9:30 and 10:30, Sunday evening at 6, and Wednesday nights at 7 p.m.
WRCO Studios is proudly brought to you by Meyer Oil and LP, your reliable source for fuel delivery since 1956.
Hello and good morning. You're listening to The Gospel Greats on WRCO. Hope your start to the Sunday is going well. Of course, as we continue along into a brand new week, the final week for the month of January, starting tomorrow, a couple of things to make note of. The Highland Mobile Food Pantry, they'll have their distribution Monday. The pantry will start at 4 and has no registration. Social distancing will be held and practiced. Please clear your trunks for space for your groceries, and there'll be no entry to the church. Also, the Hildebrand Memorial Library Board of Trustees meeting Monday will be at 6 in the library club room.
The Gospel Grace!
Hello, friend, and welcome back as we count down the top 20 songs that will appear in the February edition of the Singing News Magazine. We're up to number 14. And for the second month in a row, it's Jim and Melissa Brady with their song, Covered.
It talks about the mistakes. You know, we are human. We make mistakes. We mess up. We fail. But thank God we have the precious blood that covers us and wipes all that clean, takes that away. We look back on our lives. We don't see the mistakes and the failures and the messes that we've made. We see the faithfulness of God. We see the precious blood that has washed us clean. And that is something to sing about. That's something to be excited about.
That's Jim, and here's Jim and Melissa Brady with Covered at number 14.
Every fault, every mistake, my past regrets, and all the messes I've made, every wrong, every sinful sin has been totally forgiven.
Clean in the overwhelming flood. I'm covered by
number 14, covered by Jim and Melissa Brady. Before we climb up to number 13, let's enjoy a countdown bonus cut. A group, KT&T, a full-time Southern gospel trio consisting of husband and wife team Tim and Tanya Puckett and lifelong friend Steve Holland. They have a new song out called God of the New, and we have it for you right now to preview. Here's KT&T.
Everything about my story changed. I let go of the old, now I have a new name. The power of the good news has opened my eyes. I'm starting over, I've been rescued by the God of a new life, new love, new hope. When he starts to move, there's a new song in my soul, and I sing my praises to the God of the new. Yesterdays fade away through his grace. He makes all things new with the dawn of each day. Got a new way of living, 'cause I've been forgiven. With a new beginning, my old life is finished. Got a new way of living, 'cause I've been forgiven by the God of the new. New life, new love, new hope. When he starts to move,
song to start the new year with. That's God of the New from KT&T, a countdown bonus cut. And now we're back to the countdown at number 13, climbing up from number 35 last month. It's the latest from Joseph Hamadank and his album Autobiography. The album cover, by the way, shows Joseph Hamadank as a little boy with his cowboy hat, sunglasses, and guitar belting out a tune.
I remember as a five-year-old sitting with my headphones listening to Gold City and the Kingsmen and the Singing Americans, Cathedrals, and thinking this is what I want to do. I mean, I can remember sitting on the couch, but I fell in love with the music and I just wanted to do it the rest of my life. It was crazy. It sounds so odd to say as a five-year-old I knew, but I knew. So yeah, I'm so grateful I get to live out my dream and been doing it for over two decades now, and I don't think I'm going to quit anytime soon.
That's Joseph Hamadank, and here he is with Chris Blue. Jesus Walked In at number 13.
Hey, everybody, this is Joseph Hamadank, and you are listening to the Gospel Greats with my friend Rodney Bunkle.
I heard about a sick girl on the other side of town, and I heard about her daddy. Yeah, he's been asking around. Can anybody help her? Anybody, please. Hope was gone with a final heartbeat.
choices I made. My heart was a room, a cell with no key. Oh, I thought that I'd never be free.
But then Jesus walked.
Joseph Habedank with Chris Blue, Jesus Walked In. Our Southern Gospel headlines are coming up in a moment, and more of the Top 20 Countdown. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you're listening to The Gospel Greats.
Meyer Oil and LP, your hometown heroes, delivering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane. Call 608-524-3914 for all your fuel needs.
Since 1988, Kinship of Richland County has been matching caring adults with area children ages 5 through 17 who need a little more TLC than they normally receive. After careful screening, volunteers agree to spend at least 1 hour per week for a year with kids who have similar interests. They do things like fishing, baking, and bowling, but the main benefit is the time they spend together. Mentors listen and offer encouragement to help the child discover their own path to a fulfilling future. All that's required is a commitment of time and sincerity. If you're interested in learning more about becoming a volunteer or referring a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Monetary donations are also welcome and can be mailed to Kinship, P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. All gifts are tax deductible and greatly appreciated.
The Gospel Greats.
Welcome back. Our Southern Gospel headlines are coming up in just a moment. At number 12 on the Singing News chart, it's The Guardians on a song featuring Dean Hickman, Another Life to Give.
Melodies and turn them into song,
And though I can't repay your grace for all the things you've been, I wish I had another life to give. Oh, if I had another life to give, a chance to show victories and defeats, and every trophy that I've won, I lay them at your feet. For I could never pay the debt I owe for sin. I wish I had
to give. That's the Guardians Quartet. And now for Southern Gospel headlines for the week. Congratulations to Jake Lowson of Legacy 5 and his wife Elizabeth. They welcomed their fourth child on January the 6th. Their daughter, Summer Joy Lowson, weighed 8 pounds, 1 ounce. Jake and Elizabeth already have 3 boys. Congratulations to the Lowson family. Thoroughbred Records, a division of Daywind Music Group, proudly announces the signing of the Chuckwagon Gang, who for 90 years has influenced gospel music with an instantly identifiable sound. Thoroughbred Records is now home to the Chuckwagon Gang and Chosen Road, two of the top bluegrass gospel artists in the genre. Kelly Nealon Clark's brother, Todd Nealon, was part of the Nealons for years. He tells us about some special events that are coming involving himself, his wife, and Autumn Nealon Streetman.
What we're doing is very exciting. We have about 5 dates that we're going to do with Autumn and my wife, Rhonda. We're going to put together a program where it honors our family legacy in many different ways. We're going to do some old songs, and we'll actually do some new songs, but we're going to honor everything that they've done since 1977 when Dad put it together with Kelly. And then in the middle, we've got a special part. We're going to be very transparent, and we're going to have a moment to where we tell you what we went through. And the reason is we want to show you that no matter how hard it was then, God was always there. He was always in control. Since then, we've had so many people telling us the things that they're going on. Well, this is for you. These concerts are for you to show you no matter what you've going through, gone through, or actually will go through, God has already been there. He knows, and He is there for you. So it's a program of hope as much as anything.
That's Todd Nealon. Our best wishes to them as they tell the difficult story and demonstrate the sustaining love of God. And those are the Southern Gospel headlines for the week. We're back to the countdown with our number 11 song. Here's the Lefevre Quartet with The Things We Cannot Change.
Things
all the things that we cannot change. He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. When circumstance takes us by surprise, long before we even realize, God is standing there beside us all the time, every time. Through all the things that we cannot change, He is the one who always stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. Stays the same. He is the light when it's hard to see. He is our strength when we are weak. He is our hope when our hope is gone. He is our right when it all feels wrong. He is the one truth that remains through the things we cannot change. For every storm that comes our way, for every trial that we've yet to face, through every question, every fear, through every struggle, every tear, every tear, He is our hope when our hope.
Number 11 on the singing news chart, The Things We Cannot Change by the Lefevre Quartet. We'll move into the top 10 in hour two. I'm Rodney Balcom, and you are listening to The Gospel Greats.
If you want your information first and fast, sign up for the daily WRCO newsletter. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and use your email address to sign up. We only use your address for the newsletter and occasional correspondence. The WRCO newsletter is sponsored in part by Sunshine and Giggles. Head over to WRCO.com/newsletter and sign up for our daily newsletter. No first, no fast. From WRCO FM.
The heartbeat of WRCO Studios is powered by Meyer Oil and LP, providing warmth, reliability, and fueling the community spirit.
Just a couple minutes away from the 7 o'clock hour, moving right along, listening to the Gospel Greats here on Country and Community. letting you know, well, looking at sports scores, tough game for the Milwaukee Bucks as they fell to the LA Clippers 127-117 yesterday. For today, mostly sunny, wind chills could be in the single digits, highs near 30, west winds 5 to 12, gusts could be as high as 20. Tonight, mostly clear with lows of 15, west winds 10 to 20. Monday, partly cloudy overall, more sun may be seen at times, highs though, 42. I could get used to that. Could have another day at 40 on Tuesday, partly cloudy. Right now, though, it's 3 degrees.
The Gospel Greats.
Hello, friend, and welcome back for hour two of The Gospel Greats, the greatest songs about the greatest message, the gospel. I'm Rodney Bonkham, and today we're counting down the top 20 songs that will appear in the February edition of the Singing News magazine. We're moving into the top 10. Are you ready?
4, 3.
Let's get started. Jumping 15 positions this month, it's the newest from the Collingsworth family. From their album Classics and Hymns, the Imperials classic, Praise the Lord.
To remind you that they drop power.
That's the Collingsworth family at number 10. At number 9, the Kingdom Bears with a debut single from their album No Better Time. Chris Bryant is featured on the song, but did you know that the lead singer for the Kingdom Bears is also a pretty good cook?
A few years ago, I started dabbling around a lot more with cooking, and I'm very picky. I'm a very picky eater, and so I decided I would just start making food the way that I like it. And so now I cook probably 3 or 4 nights a week at home. I make any kind of dish you can think of, and I make a lot of it from scratch. I love to do it. Being from the South, there's a lot of Cajun influence, so I make a lot of Cajun fish dishes and pork chops and things like that. My wife is a big fan of it. There's really nowhere to eat around Morristown, Tennessee, where we're at, so we eat at home a lot, and I really enjoy doing that. I enjoy trying to make new things. During the colder months, probably every weekend, the Kingdom Bears at Dollywood, I bring in a crock pot of some type of food, and we sit around and eat, whether that be chili or some kind of soup or buffalo chicken dip, something like that. But I love to cook, and that's something that I don't really talk about a whole lot, but I love to do it and do it pretty often.
That's Chris Bryant, and now I'm hungry. Here are the Kingdom Bears at number 9, Until Prayer Changes Me.
Sometimes my burdens